10Y, 5M. 10 years in 5 minutes. Join us in celebrating a decade of groundbreaking collaboration at NCCR Molecular Systems Engineering in Switzerland. Members and friends share their experiences and insights from our remarkable journey together. Be part of our 10th anniversary celebration, where innovation meets inspiration. NCCR, Molecular Systems Engineering, shaping the future together.
NCCR for Molecular Systems Engineering was really a melting pot of many, many disciplines. Biologists working together with chemists, with engineers, and certainly with other disciplines as well. And the goal to learn how to engineer systems is certainly inspired by biology. And in many ways, we have seen in research that we understand systems only if we can rebuild them, if we can rebuild them from bottom up. And rebuilding, for example, something like the cell, like a biological cell, is excessively complicated because so much information and so many molecules are all packed on tiny, tiny spaces, which makes it very difficult to really understand how all the players in a living cell work together to make all the diverse cell functions possible. In order to learn that, we need to learn how to take building blocks, whether those are now synthetic or biological, and put them together in interesting combinations. And where I, with my research, benefited most from the NCCR was through collaborations with our wonderful people in Basel, particularly with Dr. Cornelia Palivan and her research team. The goal was to create artificial organelles and then allow them to be eaten by cells in order to control metabolic pathways in and therefore cell functions. So what is required to even make that possible? So you need to create a synthetic system that is stable enough so that it can be stored, that entraps certain enzymes. These enzymes should not lose their function. It requires that it can interact and be taken up by living cells. And then everything that is produced by this artificial organelle should be able to leave the organelle and enter the interior space of a cell and change cell function. And we were particularly interested in regulating ROS signaling. What is ROS? Those are reactive oxygen species that are always created inside our body, inside of cells. But if they are created in excess, they can lead to inflammation, but also to cell damage and cell death. So our goal was to create artificial organelles and then to prove that they indeed function within living cells. And we were successful. We published one paper already in Nanoletters, and the second one is about to be approved. So over the years, many beautiful tools that were engineered at the nanoscale were developed by the members of the center. And the center provided the glue for us to move forward. But the long-term goal is certainly to create and to convert these insights into products that benefit society. One of the most fun experiences being part of the NCCR was certainly to create music, to create modern music that illustrates how we think at the molecular scale, that brings together our scientific discoveries with music and beautiful art illustrations. So the world premiere of this music created by Lukas Huber happened at the international conference in Basel, and it was played by the Argovia Philharmonie. And we simultaneously to listening to the music projected our artwork on the screen.